Sue and I are to the good after having COVID. Boy, somebody asked
if we were asymptomatic. No, we had all the symptoms that COVID promises to give. But now we're feeling better, a little tired, but we're getting over it.
感谢弟兄姐妹的关心，然后也很多人慰问我们，然后现在我们也感到就是好了很多了。Now,
Bo, I'm not hearing the translator at all, so I don't know when she has finished.
Sorry, can you, did you mute your cell phone? Yeah, you need to put your cell phone on speaker.
I'm muted right now.
Oh, mute your computer, but not your cell phone. You need to on speakerphone on your cell phone.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, but I can't hear the translator.
Huh? Pastor, can you hear me?
Okay. No. Well, anyway, I want to speak this afternoon on the lies the devil tells.
今天我们要讲的是魔鬼的谎言。
Now, we're continuing our study in Genesis, and by way of review, in chapter 1, we talked about calming yourself in God's power.
我们今天继续来学习创世纪。那我们先来复习一下，在第一章的时候，我们学习的是在神的大能中保持镇静。
And the world takes being.
当神开始说话的时候，世界便应运而生。
Now, if that be the case, there is nothing in your life that God's power cannot handle.
你的生活当中没有什么是靠着神的大能无法应对的。
And then in chapter 2, we looked at finding purpose.
那在第二章的时候，我们学习的是如何寻找目标。
God created the man, and a man is to work and to protect his family from sin. That's his purpose in life.
神创造了人，这个人他的目标是他当竭尽所能去保护自己以及自己的家人远离罪恶。
And then in chapter 3, we talked about the secrets of a happy marriage.
在第三章的时候，我们讨论的是幸福婚姻的秘诀。
God created a woman and gave it to the man.
神创造了女人，并且和她配搭。
And he instructed them to spend time with each other.
并且神告诉他们说，你们当共度时光。
And to help each other.
你们当彼此扶持。
And to fit into each other's lives.
你们当融入对方的生活。
And so today we want to look at the lies that the devil tells to disrupt what he has created.
那我们今天就来看一下魔鬼的谎言，看就是神所创造的人是如何堕落的。
A middle school in Oregon created a unique problem.
在俄勒冈州的一个中学，它面临着一个特殊的问题。
A number of girls began using lipstick and they were putting it on in the school bathroom.
那学校中呢，有一些女孩子，她开始涂口红，并且在学校的这个厕所里头涂抹。
And after they put on their lipstick, they pressed their lips to the mirrors, leaving lip prints all over the mirror.
当他们涂上口红之后呢，他们会把嘴唇贴在镜子上，在镜子上留下唇印。
Well, the principal decided that something had to be done.
那校长就决定说，我必须做点什么。
So she called the girls to the bathroom.
她就把女孩子们叫到了厕所。
And met them there with the custodian.
并且把这个学校的管理员也叫到了那里。
And she explained that the lip prints were causing a major problem for the custodian who had to clean the mirrors every day.
校长就解释说，这些唇印给这个管理员造成了非常大的麻烦，就是他每天都必须去清理这些镜子。
And so to demonstrate how difficult it was, she asked the custodian to clean one of the mirrors.
为了证明说这些唇印有多么难去除，他就请管理员演示一下。
He took a long-handled brush, dipped it into a toilet, and scrubbed the mirror.
这个管理员呢，就拿了一个大刷子，站到马桶里面，蘸了一下水，开始清理，然后镜子就干净了。
After that, there were no more lip prints on the mirrors.
然后这些镜子上的唇印就都没有了。
Now, sin looks like fun until we see the filth that we're kissing.
罪恶看起来很有趣，直到你看到你正在亲吻的是污秽。
And that's because Satan disguises sin very well.
那是因为撒旦他非常好的掩饰了罪。
He's a liar.
他是个骗子
and the father of all lies.
所有谎言之父
And if we're not careful, Satan will trick us into believing that something is good when it's actually something very destructive.
如果你不够小心的话，撒旦他就会欺骗你，让你相信有些事情是好的，而实际上他非常具有破坏性。
But the good news is Satan is not very creative.
但好消息是，撒旦他不是很有创造力。
He's been using the same lie over and over again.
从起初的时候，他就开始一遍又一遍地使用同一个谎言。
And if you learn his lie, we can learn to avoid it.
如果你学会了他的谎言，你就可以学会如何避免他。
And so today we're going to look at Genesis chapter 3, where God reveals Satan's lie.
那我们今天就一起来看一下《创世纪》的第三章，神揭露撒旦的谎言。
And we pick up the account in verse 1 of chapter 3.
那我们先来一起读一下《创世纪》三章的第一节。耶和华神
It says, Now the serpent was more skilled in deceit than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made.
耶和华神所创造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。
Now Satan is very clever here.
撒旦在这里非常聪明。
He used a serpent in his first attack.
他用一条蛇进行了他的第一次攻击。
And when we think today, we usually think of something ugly, slithering snake.
当我们今天一想到蛇的时候，我们通常会想到的是丑陋的在地上爬行的蛇。
Snakes make our skin crawl, and most people can't stand to be around them.
一想到蛇，我们就浑身不自在，很多人甚至没有办法忍受在他们周围。
But in the beginning, serpents were beautiful creatures, and they probably walked upright.
但是在创世起初的时候，蛇是一个美丽的生物，它可以直立行走。
According to verse 14, snakes didn't slither on the ground until after God cursed them.
根据经文的十四节，你会发现他们一开始并不是在地上爬行的，直到上帝的诅咒临到他们。
Here's what it says in verse 14. The Lord God said to the serpent, Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all animals, domestic and wild. You will crawl on your belly, eating dirt as long as you live.
耶和华神对蛇说，你既做了这事，就必受咒诅，比一切的牲畜野兽更甚，你必用肚子行走，终身吃土。
But before this happened, serpents were beautiful creatures.
但在神诅咒他们之前，它是一个美丽的生物。
And so that's why he used a serpent to get Eve's attention.
这就是为什么撒旦会用蛇来引起夏娃的注意。
The serpent was not something she was afraid of or didn't like.
那蛇一定不是一个令她害怕或者是不喜欢的东西。
It was something she found beautiful and attractive.
相反，蛇是一个非常美丽并且具有吸引力的东西。
And that's the way Satan works.
这就是撒旦的工作方式。
He makes himself thin look beautiful and right.
他将他自己和罪进行伪装，看起来是美丽正确的。
In a Twilight episode, a TV science fiction series from the 1960s,
暮光之城呢，它是1960年代的一个科幻系列电视剧。
An American walking trip to Central Europe when he got caught in a storm.
一个美国人他在中欧徒步旅行的时候遇到了风暴。
He staggered through the rain and came up to a medieval castle.
他踉踉跄跄地穿过了这个大雨，来到了一座非常宏伟的中世纪城堡。
It turned out to be a monastery for monks who reluctantly took him in.
结果证明呢，这个是个修道院。这里的人还不愿意去收留他。
Later that night, American discovered a cell with a man locked inside of it.
到了晚上晚期的时候，这个美国人他就发现这里有一个牢房，里面关着一个人。
An ancient wooden staff bolted the door.
一根古老的这个木棍拴住了这个门。
The prisoner claims that the deranged head bum, Brother Jerome, was holding him captive.
他声称是说这个精神错乱的修道院院长杰罗姆把他囚禁在这里的。
He pleaded with the American to release him.
他恳求美国人可以释放他。
Well, the prisoner's kindly face and gentle voice won the American over.
这个犯人慈祥的面庞和温柔的声音获得了美国人的怜悯。
He later confronted Brother Jerome.
这个美国人他就跑去和院长对峙。
And Brother Jerome explained that the prisoner was actually none other than Satan, the father of lies.
这个院长就解释说，这个囚犯实际上就是撒旦，谎言之父。
And that he was being held captive by the staff of truth, the one barrier he could not pass.
他是被真理之杖囚禁在这里的，真理之杖就是他无法通过的一个障碍。
Well, that claim.The American that Jerome was indeed crazy.
这个令人难以置信的说法使得这个美国人相信这个院长真的是疯了。
And as soon as the American had a chance, he released the prisoner.
于是他就找了一个机会释放了这个囚犯。
Well, immediately the prisoner transformed into a hideous horned demon and vanished in a puff of smoke.
这个囚犯立刻就变成了一个可怕的长着脚的恶魔，消失在一股烟雾当中。
Well, the stunned American was horrified at the realization of what he had done. He had freed Satan.
这个惊呆的美国人惊恐地意识到自己做了什么，他竟然释放了撒旦。
And Jerome the monk responded sympathetically.
这个杰罗姆就非常同情地回应道，我为你感到难过。
I'm sorry for you, he said.
他说我感到为你感到难过。
All your life you're going to remember this night and whom you have turned loose upon the world.
他说因为你终身都会记得这个夜晚，并且记得你释放了什么在这个世界上。
I didn't believe you, the American replied.
这个美国人回答道，我没有选择相信你。
I saw him and didn't recognize him.
我是看到了他，但是我却没有认出他来。
To which Jerome solemnly observed.
然后杰罗米他就郑重地说道。
That is man's weakness and Satan's strength. We don't recognize him.
这个就是人的弱点，也是撒旦的强项之一，他让我们认不出他。
You see, Satan makes himself look good, and he makes sin look good too.
所以你可以看到，撒旦他将自己伪装成好的样子，也将罪伪装。成好的样子。
But once we let loose in our life, the horrible reality sets in.
一旦你在生活中放松了警惕，它就会趁虚而入。
J.C. Riley, the evangelical pastor, put it this way.
有一个福音派的牧师，他曾经这样说道。
Temptation to sin will rarely present itself to us in its true colors.
那诱人犯罪的试探，它很少会以它真实的面目出现在我们的面前。
It won't say, "I'm your deadly enemy, and I want to ruin you forever in hell."
它不会对我们说，我是你的死敌，我想把你永远毁在地狱里。
No, it won't say that.
不，他们不会这样。
The forbidden fruit seemed good and desirable to Eve, and yet it cast her out of the Garden of Eden.
禁果对于夏娃来说看起来是好的，悦人眼目的，但是禁果却将她永远地逐出了伊甸园。
Sin rarely seems like sin when it first comes our way.
当罪第一次出现在我们面前时，它往往看起来并不像罪。
Or as someone put it, the trouble with trouble is that it usually starts out as a whole lot of fun.
或者就像人们所常说的那个样子，一件事情变成麻烦之前，往往从开始是有趣的。
So watch out for sin.
所以我们一定要小心。
Satan can make it look so beautiful.
撒旦可以让罪看起来非常的悦人眼目。
And he'll try to catch you when you least expect it.
但他却会在你最意想不到的时候抓住你。
There's a play on words here in the text.
我们看经文中其实有一个文字游戏。
At the end of chapter 2, the text said, Now the man and his wife were both naked. The word...
在第二章结尾，经文说，当时夫妻二人是赤身露体。这个词在希伯来语中用的是 arumi 纯真这个词。
In the first verse of chapter 3, it says, The serpent was more skilled in deceit, and the word is arum in the Hebrew.
在第三章的第一节，他说蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。更狡猾这个词在希伯来语中是 arum。
Now look at them. The words are almost identical.
如果你对比的话，你会发现这两个词几乎相同。
And it indicates that Satan, in his deceitfulness or his lyingness, would take advantage of Adam and Eve's innocence.
所以这意味着说，撒旦他在欺骗的时候，他可能会利用好的事物来迷惑人，混淆视听。
The fact that Adam and Eve were naked means they lived without fear of someone taking advantage of them or of their being threatened.
亚当和夏娃当时他是赤身 露体的，也意味着他们不怕被人利用或者是受到威胁。
They had no idea they were in danger.
他们根本不知道自己正处于危险之中。
And that's when Satan strikes.
这就是撒旦攻击的时候。
He likes to strike in times and places where we least expect it, when we have no idea that we're in danger.
他最喜欢在我们最意想不到的时间和地点出击，就是当我们不知道有危险的时候。
On January 14, 2005, Shane Maxter died in an avalanche.
在2005年的1月14号，谢恩这个人他死于雪崩。
He and four of his friends had driven to the Canyon Ski Resort outside Park City, Utah.
他和他的四个朋友一起开车前往犹他州的一个地方滑雪圣地去滑雪。
They rode the ski lift.
他们乘坐滑雪缆车。
Hiked up to the backcountry gate that was posted with warning signs.
他们爬上了一个贴着警告标志的偏远大门。
And they started snowboarding down the Dutch Draw area.
然后他们就开始在那里滑雪。
On the second trip down, someone in the party shouted avalanche.
在第二次他们滑下去的时候，其中有一个人喊道雪崩。
But Shane couldn't escape.
但是谢恩他已经无法逃脱了。
Two days later, they dug his body out of the snow.
在两天之后呢，他们将他的尸体从雪地里挖了出来。
The media criticized Shane and his friends for being reckless novices unaware of the possible dangers.
媒体批评谢恩和他的朋友们是鲁莽的新手，没有意识到可能存在的危险。
But in fact, Shane and two others in his party were avalanche certified backcountry guides.
但事实上，谢恩和他的两个同伴都是有雪崩认证的野外向导，并且他们拥有特殊的雪崩装备。
The men own special avalanche gear.
但是他们在那一天，他们并没有携带这个。
But they didn't bring it with them on this particular day.
他们没有带它。
Come to find out, this kind of thing happens a lot on the slopes.
我们可以了解一下，雪崩这种事情经常是在斜坡上发生的。
Outside Magazine in an article wrote.
户外杂志他曾这样写道。
Skiers with the avalanche training are more likely to be seduced into faulty reasoning by track slopes and group enthusiasm.
这些雪崩训练最多的滑雪者往往更容易被热情冲昏了头而失去判断的理智。
Masterton died because he was a fool.
谢恩的悲剧并不是因为他是一个傻瓜。
Master died because he was lulled into letting his guard down.
而是因为他被试探了而放松了该有的警惕。
And that's how Satan works.
这就是撒旦的手段。
He lulls people to letting their guard down.
他诱使人们放松警惕。
They're not alert to any danger.
让他们对危险没有警觉。
He attacks people in places where they think that they are strong.
并在他们人们认为自己最强大的地方来攻击他们。
Some years ago, Gordon MacDonald, a well-known, respected Christian leader and pastor and author.
在几年前，这是一个著名、受人尊敬的基督教领袖、牧师以及是以及作家。
Was asked the question. If Satan were to ruin you, how do you think he would do it?
他曾经被问到这样一个问题：如果撒旦想要毁掉你，你认为你他会怎么做
？Well, MacDonald replied, "I'm not sure I know, but I know there's one way he wouldn't get me."
他回答道：我不确定他会怎么做，但是有一点他是绝对做不到的。
He'd never get me in the area of my personal relationship.
就是在我的私生活领域上让我犯罪。
That's one place, he said, where I have no doubt that I'm as strong as you can get.
他说在这一点上我非常的自信，而且我非常的坚定。
Well, that's exactly the place where Satan hit MacDonald a few years later.
但这也正是几年后撒旦袭击他的地方。
A chain of seemingly innocent choices became more and more tangled.Until he found himself in bed with a woman who was not his wife.
一连串看似无意的选择，到越来越纠缠不清，直到他发现自己从一个不是他妻子的女人床上醒来。
It destroyed him as a pastor and Christian leader.
这也毁了他，一个福音派领袖。
MacDonald repented.
然后他悔改。
He underwent counseling.
他接受辅导。
And he restored his marriage.
恢复他的婚姻。
And in his book, Rebuilding Your Broken World, he wrote.
在他的著作《重建你破碎的世界》中，他曾写道。
During my earlier years, I thought we were most attackable at our weakest points.
在我早年的时候，我认为我们在最弱的地方最容易受到攻击。
Until I realized from personal experience.That where we think ourselves to be the strongest is where we're least likely to be prepared for a battle.
直到我从我自己的个人经验中，我意识到，我们往往认为自己最强大的地方，才是我们最容易疏忽、放松警惕而不做准备的地方。
And that battle isn't necessarily psychological or emotional; it's spiritual.
这样的征战不是心理上，不是情感上，而是属灵上。
Oswald once said, "The Bible characters never fail on their weak points, but on their strong ones. Unguarded strength is double weakness."
奥斯瓦德他曾经这样说道：“你会发现圣经中的这些人物，他们从不在自己的弱点上跌倒，而是跌倒在了自己的强项上。没有做好防备，还自认为自己很强，这个就是弱上加弱。”
Now that's important.
这非常的重要。
Unguarded strength is double weakness.
没有防备还自认为强，这个就是弱上加弱。
First Corinthians 10:12 says this.
这个是哥林多前书的十章十二节。
If you think you are standing strong, self-confident, immune to temptation, be careful lest you fall.
所以你们自以为站得稳的，需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
Satan can make sin look very attractive.
撒旦他可以让罪看起来很有吸引力。
And he'll attack us when and where we least expect it.
他会在你最意想不到的时间和地点攻击你。
He's very subtle.
他非常狡猾。
So watch out for Satan's deceitful ways.
所以我们一定要提防撒旦欺骗的手段。
Be distrustful of Satan.
不要去相信撒旦。
Guard yourself against his schemes at all times.
保护自己免受他的骗局。
And by all means, reject Satan's lies.
无论如何，你都要拒绝撒旦的谎言。
Satan is a liar.
他是一个骗子。
He never tells the truth.
他永远不说真话。
He always lies.
他总是撒谎。
In fact, he has three basic lies that he uses over and over again.
事实上，他有三个基本的谎言，他一遍一遍地使用。
First, he'll tell you that God's word is not true.
首先，他会告诉你说上帝的话不是真的。
And second, he'll say that God's ways are not good.
第二呢，他会告诉你说上帝的方式不好。
And third, he'll convince you that you can decide for yourself what's right and wrong and what's good and evil.
第三呢，他会说服你，他会说服你说自己决定什么是对与错，善与恶。
Don't believe him.
不要相信他。
Don't listen to him when he tells you that God's word is not true.
当他告诉你上帝的话不是真的的时候，不要相信他。
Or that God really didn't mean what he said.
或者他说上帝可能不是这个意思，也不要相信他。
Because that's what he told Eve.
因为他就是这样去诱导夏娃的。
Listen to it in Genesis chapter 3.
我们一起来看一下《创世纪》的三章一到四节。
One day he asked the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat the fruit from any of the trees in the garden?" "Of course, we may eat the fruit from the trees in the garden," the woman replied. "It's only the fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden that we are not allowed to eat. God said, you must not eat it.Or even touch it. If you do, you will die. You won't die, the serpent replied to the woman.
蛇对女人说，神岂是真说，不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？女人对蛇说，园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说，你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。蛇对女人说：“你们不一定死。”
Now look at what Satan did here. He took what God had said in Genesis 2:17, and he put a won't in front of it.
我们看一下撒旦是怎么做的。他引用了上帝，在经文中的话，并且在他的前面加了一个不一定。
He denied the truth of God's word.
他公然否认了神话语的真实性。
He said it won't happen.
他说不一定死。
He's saying God's word is not true.
他是在说上帝的话不是真实的。
But notice he avoided a direct attack.
但是你要注意，他并不是直接攻击。
Instead, he started with a question.
相反，他是从问问题开始的。
Did God actually say?
他是这样来问你的：上帝真的有这样说过吗？
Now Satan got Eve questioning God's word, and before you know it, he was denying it altogether.
然后呢，他其实是在让夏娃来质疑上帝的话语，然后才去否认这一切。
And that's what he still does today.
这就是他今天仍然在做的事情。
Satan gets people to question God's word until they come to deny it altogether.
撒旦在诱导人们质疑上帝的话语，直到他们开始否认他。
Did God actually say he created the earth in six days?
上帝真的有说过他用六天创造了世界吗？
Did God actually say that the love of money is the root of all evil?
上帝真的有说过贪财是万恶之源吗？
Did God actually say that homosexuality is an abomination?
上帝真的有说过同性恋是可憎的吗？
Did God actually say that sex before marriage is sin?
上帝真的有说过婚前性行为是有罪的吗？
Did God actually say, I hate divorce, don't do it?
上帝真的有说我讨厌离婚，不要这样做。
Did God actually say, abortion is murder?
上帝真的有说堕胎就是谋杀吗？
Did God actually say, be holy, all your behavior?
上帝真的有说过在你们所有的行为上都要圣洁吗？
Did God actually say people begin to ask?
上帝真的有这么说过吗？
Maybe he had something else in mind, I think.
然后这些人他们就开始思考，也许他有其他的想法。
And so it is that major church denominations debate whether they should ordain practicing homosexuals.
然后呢，一些主流教会教派也开始争论他们是否应该接受同性恋者。
And evangelical Christian couples get divorced at a higher rate than non-Christian couples.
因为福音派基督徒夫妻的离婚率高于非基督徒夫妇。
And even many believers wink at sexual immorality like it's no big deal, and thus they sleep together before marriage.
有一些信徒呢，他们也对性行为，就是婚前性行为这种不道德的行为睁一只眼闭一只眼，好像没有什么大不了的，因此他们婚前就同居了。
And that's why the church has lost its influence in the culture.
这就是教会在文化中失去了影响力的根本原因。
It used to speak out on those things, using God's word as its authority.
因为他们曾经以上帝的话语为权柄。
But Satan has defeated a lot of churches and its people because they don't take God's word seriously anymore.
因为撒旦已经打败了很多的教会以及信徒，让他们不再认真地对待上帝的话语和命令。
They don't want to offend or hurt anyone.
这些人他们不想冒犯或者是伤害任何人。
But in doing so, they end up hurting.
但这样做的结果是让他们最终受到了更大的伤害。
Disobeying God's word ends up ruining the lives of people.
不服从上帝的话语最终会毁掉人们的生活。
And so don't listen to Satan when he tells you that God's word is not true.
当撒旦告诉你神的话语不真实时，你不要听他的。
And don't listen to him when he tells you that God is holding back on you.
当他告诉你说上帝其实是在阻拦你时，你不要听他的。
That was the second lie Satan told Eve.
这是撒旦对于夏娃说的第二个谎言。
Verse 5, God knows that your eyes will be opened as soon as you eat it, and you will be like God, knowing both good and evil.
经文的第五节说到，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。
Satan is saying to Eve, God is holding back on you.
撒旦他说上帝其实是在阻止你。
He's trying to keep you from becoming a God like he is.
他试图阻止你成为和他一样的上帝。
And that leads to the third lie.
这就引出了撒旦的第三个谎言。
Being your own God, you can decide for yourself what's right and what's wrong and what's good and what's bad.
做你自己的上帝，你可以自己决定什么是对与错，什么是好与坏，你也可以成为自己的权威。
You can be your own authority.
你可以有自己的权柄。
You don't have to have God telling you what to do and what not to do. You can decide for yourself.
你不必让上帝来告诉你你该做什么，不该做什么，你是完全可以自己决定的。
And that's the same lie Satan is using today.
撒旦今天也在用同样的谎言。
That God's keeping you for something good. He's holding you back from something.
上帝他其实是不想把那好的给你，所以呢，他一直在阻挡你。
You should be able to decide for yourself.
你应该能够自己决定，不要听他的。
Don't listen to it.
所以呢，我们不要听撒旦这样的谎言。
Reject him.
拒绝他。
Just the opposite.
事实上是恰恰相反的。
The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 6:17, Put your hope in God who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment.
圣经上这样告诉我们，提摩太前书的六章十七节，你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要倚靠无定的钱财，只要倚靠那厚赐百物给你们享受的神。
Jesus himself said in John 10, I have come that they might have life, and that they might have it to the full.
主耶稣他在约翰福音的十章十节说道，盗贼来，无非要偷盗、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
And even the Old Testament says in Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
甚至在旧约中，诗篇的三十七章四节曾这样说，又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
And so reject the idea that God is stingy and he's trying to deprive you from any fun.
所以你当拒绝这样的谎言，当撒旦说上帝是吝啬的，他试图剥夺你的乐趣。
Reject the idea that God is someone who wants to rule over you and make your life miserable.
或者他说他是想要统治你，并且让你的生活变得悲惨。
Just the opposite.
恰恰相反。
God is generous and good.
上帝是慷慨良善的。
And he wants to do, according to Ephesians 3:20, immeasurably more than all that we could ask or imagine.
他说他会将一切充充足足的成就，超出我们的所求所想。
Harry Adams was pastor for 23 years when Lou Gehrig's disease forced his retirement and eventually took his life.
Harry, 他曾经做了23年的牧师，直到他得了渐冻人这个疾病，导致他退休，最终夺走了他的生命。
In the years that Harry had the disease, it took his voice and robbed him of the use of his limbs.
在他得病的这些期间，这段时间里面，病症先是夺走了他的声音，让他没有办法发声。
It also forced him and his family out of a lovely home.
然后呢，导致他破碎家庭，可爱的家庭破裂。
But in spite of all of that, Harry believed in the overwhelming goodness of God.
但尽管如此，哈利他仍然相信上帝压倒性的良善。
And he trusted God to give him the desires of his heart.
他相信上帝会满足他内心的渴望。
Before he died, he wrote,
在他
I desire a healthy body, and God promises me a body that is powerful, incorruptible,glorious and spiritual.
在他去世之前呢，他曾这样写道，我渴望一个健康的身体，上帝应许了我一个强大的、不朽的、荣耀的和属灵的身体。
I desire a home that is beautiful and spacious, and God is preparing such a home for me in a city whose builder is God.
他说我渴望一个美丽而宽敞的家，而上帝正在为我准备这样一个家，并且是他是建造者。
I desire a world without crime and lies or violence, and God promises me a world where righteousness dwells.
他说我渴望一个没有犯罪、谎言或暴力的世界，上帝应许我一个正义的居所。
I desire to be with those I love,And one day God promises me that I'll be with them forever.
他说我渴望和我所爱的人在一起，上帝应许我，我们会永远和他们在一起。
I desire an end to my sorrow, and God promises me fullness of joy in his presence.
我渴望结束我的悲伤，上帝应许我在他里面就会充满喜乐。
I desire a heart so filled with love,that there's no room for sin, and God promises to make me like Jesus when I am in.
我渴望一颗充满爱的心，没有犯罪的余地。当我在天堂时，上帝应许我，我会变得像耶稣一样。
I desire a voice which I can praise God, and he promises me I'll sing before his throne.
我渴望一个可以赞美上帝的声音，他应许我，我会在他的宝座前唱歌。
Most of all, he said, I desire to see God, and God promises I'll always behold his face.
最重要的是，我渴望见到上帝，而上帝应许我，我会永远见到他的面。
You know, even the worst believer is better off than the richest man who's without God.
你要知道，即使是最糟糕的信徒，他也比那些富有却不认识主的人要好。
God is not stingy.
上帝并不吝啬。
God is generous and good to those who trust him.
上帝是慷慨良善的。
Believe it.
你要相信。
Because without such faith, you'll be a target for Satan's lies.
因为如果你没有这样的信心，你就会变成撒旦谎言的目标。
Steve Brown from Tea Life Ministries put it this way.
史蒂夫他曾经这样说道。
He said, God is not a policeman. He's a father concerned about his children.
他说上帝不是警察，他是一位关心他孩子的父亲。
When a child picks up a snake and the father says, put that snake down right this minute, the child thinks he's losing a toy.
当有一个孩子捡起一条蛇，父亲说，马上，现在就把它放下，孩子以为他失去了一个玩具。
The fact is he's not losing a toy.
但事实上他并没有失去一个玩具。
He's losing a snake.
他扔掉的是一条蛇。
Something potentially harmful.
可能会伤害他的东西。
And so it is with God.
上帝也是如此。
God only wants what is best for us.
上帝只想要给我们最好的。
So trust him enough to obey him.
所以你们要足够的信靠他，并且顺服他。
God knows what's good and what's bad and what's right and what's wrong.
因为他知道什么是好的，什么是坏的，什么是对的，什么是错的。
And so make your choices based on his choices of right and wrong and good and bad.
你应该按照上帝的判断标准来做选择。
Otherwise, like Adam and Eve, you'll fall and you'll fall hard.
否则呢，你就会像亚当和夏娃一样，你会摔倒，并且摔得很惨。
Verse 6, the woman was convinced. She saw that the tree was beautiful and its fruit looked delicious. And she wanted the wisdom that it would give her. So she took some of the fruit and ate it. Then she gave some to her husband who was with her. And he ate it too. At that moment, their eyes were opened, and they suddenly felt shame at their nakedness. So they sewed fig leaves together to cover themselves.
六到七节这样说，于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她的丈夫，她丈夫也吃了，他们二人的眼睛就明亮了。才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿出无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子。
Adam and Eve lost their innocence.
他们失去了他们的纯真。
They now lived in fear of being taken advantage of.
他们现在生活在被害怕利用这样的恐惧当中。
Their eyes were open.
他们的眼睛明亮了。
They knew good and evil.
他们知道善恶，
but not in the way they hoped.
但却并不是像他们所希望的那样。
They thought such knowledge would be a good thing.
他们以为拥有知识将是一件好事。
Instead, they experienced the pain of evil.
相反，他们经历了来自魔鬼的痛苦。
They experienced the shame of evil and the guilt of doing wrong.
就是犯罪之后的这种羞耻和内疚感。
It's not what God wanted for them.
这并不是上帝想要给他们的。
But it's what they got when they fell for Satan's lies.
而是他们落入撒旦谎言之后堕落的后果。
Don't let Satan do that to you.
不要让撒旦也这样对你。
Don't let him ruin your happiness.
不要让他毁了你的幸福。
Watch out for Satan's deceiving ways.
你要当心他欺骗的手段。
Reject his lies.
拒绝他的谎言。
God's word is true.
神的话是绝对真实的。
God is good.
上帝是良善的。
God decides what is right and wrong and what is good and bad.
神有权柄来决定什么是对错好坏。
And so believe it.
所以你就只需要信靠。
Several years ago, Kathy Chappell and a friend gathered up their children and made a trip to the St. Louis Zoo.
在几年前，凯西他和他一个朋友带着他们的孩子们去了一个动物园。
A new attraction had just opened up called the Big Cat Country.
当时一个新的景点刚刚开放，叫做大猫之国。
It took the lions and tigers out of their cages and allowed them to roam in the designated area.
在那个时候，这个所有狮子和老虎在里面都是散放的。
And visitors were able to observe them by walking on elevated ramps above their habitats.
然后呢，他们这些游客就可以上一个天桥，然后在天桥上来观察他们。
Well, Kathy and her friend took their children up one of the ramps.
凯西和他的朋友就带着孩子们上一个桥。
And a blanket became entangled in the wheel of her friend's stroller.
然后他的毯子就被朋友婴儿车的轮子给缠住了。
Kathy knelt to untangle it.
凯西就跪下来试图解开。
And as she did so, her boys, ages 3 and 5, went ahead.
但是她的两个孩子，继续还在往前跑。
When she looked up, the boys had somehow gotten themselves through a gap in the fence and had climbed up on the rocks right within the lion's pen.
当他再次抬起头来的时候，他发现孩子们不知道怎么的从栏杆的这个缝隙中都爬出去了，爬到了这个狮子圈中的这个岩石上。
Pointing to the lions, they called to their mother, "Hey, mom, we can see them."
他们指着狮子说：“哎，妈妈，你看，我可以看到他们了。
”They had no conception of the danger they were in.
但是孩子们却不知道他们自己正在身处在危险当中。
Kathy saw the meeting.
凯西立刻就发现了危险。
What should she do?
她该怎么办呢？
If she screamed, it might scare the boys and the lions, putting them in attack mode.
如果她尖叫的话，有可能会吓到狮子和这个孩子们，然后让他们处于攻击的模式。
The gap in the fence was too small for her to go through.
但是这个栏杆的缝隙又太小了，她没有办法钻出去。
So she knelt down and spread out her arms and said, "Hey, boys, come and get a hug."
于是她就跪下，张开双臂，说：“孩子们，过来抱一下。”
They came running for the love that saved them from the danger, which was greater than they could perceive.
然后孩子们就迎着母亲的爱奔跑过来拥抱她，这也使他们摆脱了危险。
Our sin puts us in a dangerous position.
我们的罪会使我们常常处于危险的境地，
much greater than we could ever perceive，
比我们想象的要大得多。
But Jesus spread out his arms on a cross，
但是呢，主耶稣他在十字架上张开双臂，
and he invites us to come to him to get a hug，
并邀请我们过来拥抱他。
If you haven't done it yet， come to Jesus and let him save you from Satan。
如果你还没有这样做的话，就请邀请耶稣到你的面前，让他来拯救你。
1 Peter 5:8 says this: Stay alert, watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
彼得前书的五章八节，这个 PPT 上翻译不太对哦。务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Don't let that someone be you.
不要让他成为你。
Watch out for Satan's deceitful ways and reject his lies.
提防撒旦的诡计。
God's word is true.
神的话语是信实的。
God is generous and good.
上帝是慷慨良善的。
And God decides what is right and wrong.
他决定什么是对错。
Believe him.
相信他。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you gave us a savior from Satan.
主啊，我们在天上父，我们为此来感谢你，你将你的独生爱子赐给我们。
And we know that he's a liar and will do everything in his power to destroy us.
主啊，因他活着，我们可以信靠他，我们可以用他的力量来做任何的事情。
And we know what he's like because every single one of us have fallen for his lies. Every one of us have sinned.
主啊，我们也知道我们每一个人里面都有罪行。
But we thank you for Jesus, who is our Savior.
但是主啊，我们感谢你赐下耶稣基督做了我们的救主。
Now, Lord, help us believe every word in the Word of God.
主啊，求你来帮助我们，让我们来相信所有你所说的话。
It is not a lie; it is true.
这些不是谎言，这些是真实可信的。
And we know that you are good and have good things in mind for us.
主啊，并且我们相信你是良善的。
Lord, help us accept the fact that what you say is right is right.And what you say is wrong is wrong.
主啊，求你赐给我们智慧，让我们明白你所说的哪些是对，你所告诉我们哪些是对的，哪些是错的。
Regardless of what culture around us says, your word is true.
主啊，求你让我们相信你的话语是真实可信的。
And so we want to believe it.
然后让我们不要落入撒旦的这个试探。
Give us the grace to live it.
让我们可以真实的活出来。
And this I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告是奉我主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.